Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. And we are carrying on the topic of cravings. And today we are discussing the number four cause. So listen in. We're going to talk about the number four cause of the seven causes of cravings. And in this video, it's going to be focused more on those sugar and carb cravings. So if you're really struggling with those types of cravings, you might want to think about a gut imbalance. We naturally have trillions of gut bacteria residing in our intestines, and they live synergistically together very happily, both good and bad. But when that gets out of balance is when things become problematic. So let's dig into this just a little bit. You're going to see that on the outside if your gut is out of balance, because you're going to have issues with your skin, maybe acne, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis. Your immune system's going to be impacted. You're going to have more frequent colds and sinus infections. You're going to start gaining weight because your cravings have increased, but also because the bacteria are absorbing more calories. And then your chronic disease states are maybe getting worse, or you're getting new ones. So when that happens, it's really kind of evidence that you have an imbalance in your gut bacteria. And that's what we call dysbiosis. So when you have dysbiosis, you are having gas, bloating, allergies and food sensitivities, brain fog, bad breath, cravings, constipation, diarrhea, all those crazy symptoms, and then all your disease states seem to be challenged then. So what does dysbiosis really mean? How do we know how to identify this? Usually it can be either just one of these three things, or it can be a combination of a couple of these, or all three of them. Usually they find that it's more than one that is driving this imbalance, but it can be just one of them. So a dysbiosis is when you have more bad bacteria overcrowding the good bacteria, or you don't have enough good bacteria in general, or you just don't have enough diversity in the types of gut bacteria. We do know that you are going to be more influenced in your food choices, in your cravings, when you have a lower amount of diversity. We also know that obese individuals already have a lower amount of diversity. And then we also know that weight loss surgery increases diversity. The key is, did life get in the way and get you back to a lower diversity because of choices? Our gut bacteria can be impacted by our diet, by medications, by our environment, by things we're exposed to and things we put on our body, and stress level. They've actually found that our diet can change our gut bacteria within 24 hours, and one stressful event can change the balance in our gut bacteria. So, what does the studies tell us? What we know about gut bacteria and how they drive our cravings, we do understand now that certain types of bacteria do prefer different types of food. So, Bacteroidetes prefer certain fats. Prevotella, they grow better in carbohydrate sources. So if you go on vacation and you go crazy on carbohydrates and you come back and you start experiencing some of these symptoms, it could be a dysbiosis because that bacteria got out of balance. bifidobacteria. They outcompete other bacteria in the presence of fiber. So if you follow a high fiber diet, that's a great thing because you're going to have more bifidobacteria, and we know that people who are lean and healthy have higher amounts of bifidobacteria. So, a positive. What do we know about gut bacteria that really drive those sweet and carb cravings? They thrive by changing things within our body and our systems by a few different ways. In 2012, the British Journal of Nutrition, they found that gut bacteria will change our taste receptors and can increase the sweet cravings. So you're going to now be driven more to find sweet tasting things. In 2000, the American Journal of Gastroenterology, they found that our gut bacteria actually release hormones. Specifically, they find that more than 90% of our serotonin, which is our happy hormone, is made in our gut, and more than 50% of the dopamine. So, and that's kind of our behavior that really reinforces our behaviors. Between the serotonin and the happy hormone and the dopamine, you're getting feedback on foods that you eat. So these make you feel good when you eat certain foods. So you have something sweet, and you get reinforced that that was a positive, and you feel good from it, so it makes you want to crave that more. In 2013, the Journal of Biological Chemistry, they found that the gut bacteria were actually able to change our appetite hormones. So, if you are really struggling with cravings for sugar and carbs, and you're really noticing some of these symptoms we discussed, you might want to think about a gut imbalance. I hope that's helped, and stay tuned for video 5.